How are you doing today, Knight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Knight's allergies are acting up, and I tried to tell her to stop eating meat and dairy and stop messing with
nothing to do with allergies.
And stop messing with fuck niggas. But she refuses to listen to me, and that's why her allergies is acting up. You know what I'm saying? But if she wanna be Miss Sniffles Stephanie, Miss Sniffle Stephanopoulos, you go right on ahead. When I first stepped into our studio, she was listening to Dave East. Dave East ain't gonna help you with them allergies. He will only worsen them. I feel like Dave East is a fuck nigga, no? Like, I feel like he be doing girls dirty, like, in that way. But he's probably a very good guy in terms of, like, you know, morals and shit. I feel like he be doing girls dirty. What'd you think?
I'm blown by the whole intro.
Remember when he was on lip service?
I'm blown by everything you just said, from the dairy to the soy to the...
I haven't said anything about
the
soy.
Well, whatever you said about the meat, then you said about the liking on bad guys, and then it went to music, and... I don't know. Hey, everyone. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day today.
I would like to introduce this show, and I hope that Knight understands the reference. I hope all the mucus that's inside of her has not clouded her judgment at all. And I hope that she's able to quickly identify who this is. You know what? If you don't get it in like the first, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, in the first 7 words, then I don't know about you, Knight. I really don't. But let's see if she gets it. If you was beeping at their wedding, you should have been beeping at their wedding. Why would you bring that to somebody else's club? That's sad. Motherfuckers bring guns in their car all the time. You think we got time to be beeping for somebody to get a shot up at the club or the place where we have a good time here? No. It's upsetting to me and my homegirl because we feel like, damn, if you can't go to Bellinoche, where the hell could you go?
And you was beefing at that way. You shouldn't have been beefing at that way.
You think we got time to get somebody to get a shout out at a club when we have a good time?
What was her name?
You know, I don't know. I just call her.
It was something.
I call her like pretty skin, pretty hair girl. Like, her hair was really cute. Her skin was, like, gorgeous.
Oh, well, I think it was, I don't know, but I remember, I like her. I like her and her homegirl.
She needed a show. Her and Ain't Nobody Got Time For That needed a show.
For sure. For sure.
And I feel like if we can make Black Panther the number one film... for like 85,000 weeks strong.
For sure.
Then we can definitely get Bellinoche her own show. The show could be based on like where is she gonna club at with her friend.
I'm telling you, let her get paid for the walkthroughs. I mean, she'll be so good. That would be hilarious.
Cause where the hell could she go?
I mean, if she can't go to Bellinoche, where can she go? That's important to know. We all need to find that out.
Where were they?
At Bellinoche.
No, nigga, where were they? Like, what state?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I almost said, because I know they weren't in Atlanta, because her, I don't think her voice, it didn't sound like
well,
Atlanta.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's no, I don't know a club in Atlanta named Bellinoche.
I don't either, but you know what was crazy? Bellinoche looked like it was in a shopping plaza, and that is a lot of clubs like that. I don't know about any other place, but like Atlanta, yes. Cause ain't the Velvet Room like in a shopping plaza?
Like a fucking Bellinoche. I mean, I don't even know if there is a Velvet Room anymore. But it,
well, wasn't there? Dang, the Velvet Room. What happened to the Velvet? Is that the club we used to go to?
Yeah, I haven't heard about it in years. I doubt that it's still up.
That's crazy. What's the club that these kids go to now?
I don't know.
Me neither. I don't go to clubs.
The Bug Noche is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
She's in Louisiana. I didn't hear. I think about a New Orleans accent, but a New Orleans accent is pretty much a Louisiana accent, and I didn't hear that. I could be slipping on my pimping.
Hazel London and Geronda Henderson.
Hazel, I don't say this to women much, but I would like to be your friend. And
you say that to all people all the time.
No, I don't.
I want to be her friend. 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 It's like, oh my gosh.
No, I don't.
So this is added to the list.
Well, Hazel London, you are loved over here. We're going to find you a place to have a good time at. That's what we're gonna do.
Here you go.
Yeah, I know this was like 8,000 years ago, and she's like, "Girl, I've had a child,
and she's still going
I'm
to
setting up chat. Play dates. I don't have time. Nah, I really ain't got. You think I got time?
You know, she's the first one to let you know if she ain't got no time.
I don't know if we've introduced ourselves, but I want to let everyone know that my name is Nola Nicole. And I am here with my good friend.
Hey everyone, I'm Knight.
Also known as
Kalisha.
Also known as.
That's it. Really?
Also known as Wig Master.
Barely.
Also known as Dave East Stalker, number two.
Barely.
Also known as Manny Petty Addict. Also known as.
I guess I can do that one. What?
You know that I wanted you to come up with some AKAs for the show.
I don't have a lot of them. It's just Kalisha.
Kalisha, also Kevin.
Yeah, at night. That is true. That is true.
Right now, because that voice got some bass.
I know. Yeah, it's just really bad. Hopefully I can find the right thing that will make it so my nose can stop running. It's just bad allergies, guys. Sorry for my voice.
Quit messing with niggas that drink Hennessy for breakfast. And anyway, and once again, time for girl talk. We talk girl talk.
But she's just making up this stuff. Like, that has nothing to do with anything.
Tiffany,
I don't even know a guy that drinks Hennessy anymore. But go ahead.
Could you not look at my notes?
Sure.
What are your thoughts on Tiffany Haddish and the tomfoolery that is going on between her?
I just think it's all fun and games. Like, I really, really do. I think you about to say something about Beyonce. I just think that's just fun. Like, who cares? I've just been loving it. Who cares?
I don't know. It's starting to get old to me. I was listening to an episode of A Seat at the Table with Gail, and she, well, it's a Seat at the Table podcast, and the host is Gail. And she was saying that, you know, some of Tiffany Haddish's, you know, stunts are becoming a little sticky to her. And I was like, yeah, that is getting to me. They are becoming sticky to me, but that's not necessarily getting to me, like wearing the same dress to like different, you know. It is sticky. I don't care about it. Like, I'm just like, But this whole thing with Beyonce is starting to get on my nerves. Like, girl, I just need for you to shut the hell up. Like, could you please just stop talking about what is happening with Beyonce and her private life? It's just not cute to me no more. Like, why would not
done like a lot? It's only like been one thing.
You said that Beyonce got cute with a girl who was getting a little too touchy feely, closey dosey with her husband,
right?
And then, Beyonce came out with a song talking about you gonna have to.
Yeah, but that's not Tiffany. And then the second thing was,
how do we know it's not related?
No. That was Beyonce coming out with a song,
right? But I also don't like. Do we know if that is related to Tiffany?
Of course not. It's Beyonce. She ain't saying
nothing. But when I heard that, I immediately thought of Tiffany.
As a lot of people, right?
And then. You know, she was making statements about, oh my God, girl, I'ma definitely sign a non-disclosure for you, girl. Yes, girl. It's like, all right, like, whatever, like, what other project you working on? Like, I'm excited about that shit with Tracy Morgan coming out. Like, I'm excited about that. Can we talk about that? Like, whatever. I just don't want to talk about this. Yeah. Okay. Then the whole shit with somebody done bit Beyonce, somebody done bit Rumi Mama. on the face. That is disgusting.
It is disgusting. Ain't no telling who did that. And I'm pretty sure they... Who knows? Oof. I would have left.
Well, I think it was her party.
I would have left.
You would have left your own party?
Yeah.
I would have left. I gotta go, y'all. What if it was your house?
Then they gotta go.
Whole party just over.
That person has to go.
Well,
that's disgusting. Your mouth. So
the story per some celebrity news site,
which is probably so fake, but go ahead.
Well, I don't know, they said like this is what Tiffany said. And I think Tiffany, it was in an interview. I think this was in the GQ interview, okay, or the Vanity Fair, one of the interviews. And she was saying that she was at the party and she saw this, she witnessed a woman kind of talking to Beyonce, and the girl bit Beyonce. I don't think it was a hard bite. I don't think it was an aggressive bite, but she definitely, her teeth made contact with Beyonce's face. I think it was her cheek. I'm assuming it was her cheek, actually. I don't think she said which part of her face, but I'm assuming it was a cheek. I'm hoping you didn't bite the child in her eyelid. I don't know. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe it was her ear. I don't know. So, Tiffany said that she was like, oh my God, what the fuck did she do that for? Like, uh-uh. And Beyonce was like, oh girl, chill out. Like, she's on drugs, or she's not all together. First of all,
that's so disgusting. I don't know if you did it like in a way of like say like, oh, you're so cute, I just want to just eat you up, like, rawr. Like, is that how you did it? Was that the conversation? And Beyonce was like, ooh, yuck.
You know what's crazy? And I see a lot of like white men do it. Like, if you're having a good time and you're close to someone, it's like, oh my gosh, yes, I love you so much. Mwah, like, kiss you on the cheek. I don't like, it just feels like we're both reading this scenario in different ways.
Somebody got
No. I'm just saying, like, how you're saying, like, how was, like, what was the context?
Maybe there was, like,
even, like, first of all, this person has to be white. They just gotta be.
May not be.
Then you, if you black, or if you any type of shade of non-white, then you have been rich for a very long time. And no, you have forgotten your ways.
Or on drugs.
Probably. That's very true.
Or on drugs, you know? And we're like, I can't believe I did that. Oh my God, did I really do that there? Oh my God, I have to text our manager, text our people. I am so sorry, I can't believe I did that. God. Maybe that's it.
What if Beyonce bit you?
I still feel like, come on, girl, what the heck? I don't think she was on drugs.
I wouldn't mind it.
Mm-mm. Somebody's teeth and their mouth and their tongue on you?
I wouldn't mind it.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am. No. 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 No.
Ooh, it was Nas.
Still. Somebody biting your face. Somebody's
teeth. What if it was like a little, like not like, like pit bull, but it was like, I'm just going to graze. My teeth will like lightly graze and grab.
Just the softest
graze of my teeth against your.
I guess that's up to you. No. Definitely not. Mm-mm.
I don't think I would mind it, but we have to be comfortable, and it has to be in a private setting. I wouldn't want that to happen.
Maybe this in, be your in husband. Front of, maybe a husband could do it.
Well, it doesn't necessarily baby. Have to be or my baby. Husband. Babies be biting the shit out of but strangers.
If it's your baby, though, it's your baby.
Okay, but back to Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany, why did anybody need to know about this? Why?
It was just fun.
And these interviewers, I know y'all setting her up because I know y'all like, got any more of those Beyonce stories? Got any more of those in your bag? Do you? Like, I don't want to know about this. And I can see if this was Kim Kardashian. I can see if this was, if Tiffany Haddish was talking about Kim Kardashian, if she were talking about Charlamagne, if she were talking about someone who kind of either lives their life in front of everyone or who has no filter and will tell you anything. Like, I feel like Charlamagne is the type of person, he will tell you the color of his stool that morning. Like, he just would.
But Beyonce ain't never been that type ever in life. She has never been that type of girl. So why are you taking...
You can say what this you want to say.
You can say what you want to say, but I also think that you got to be kind of cognizant of who you talking about. Not to say that you have to be scared of Beyonce. Not to say that Beyonce is some god. She is not. But just, I'm over these stories. And I heard that she did sign an NDA, and she didn't stop. And what I want to know is who the hell bit her. Cause now you done
but you say all that, but you still want
yes,
to
know. But I, now I want to know. And everybody's saying it's freaking Sanaa Lathan.
I doubt it.
And Sanaa Lathan was like, "Y'all is too funny. First of all, if I were ever to bite Beyonce, it would be a love bite."
That girl ain't.
And that's what I'm saying. Like a love bite is like something lightly grazing the cheek, the apple of the cheek. Enough pressure to know that my teeth are there, but not enough to mean that, to signal that I mean to do you harm.
Okay. I'm not with it. But I know you with it.
What that mean?
You just said, I don't mind it. I was like, okay.
I feel like there's some shaming going on.
Okay.
Do you watch the Steve Harvey show?
Mm-mm.
Will you be watching Ray J and Princess on the new season of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood if they are asked to return?
No.
Will you be watching Ray J and Princess if they get their own show?
Maybe an episode or two.
I hear they have a YouTube series. Will you be watching? Will you be tuning in?
I ain't never seen nobody do a YouTube series in a long time. I guess that I know of. Maybe I just haven't got into it. I give them episode two.
They are going to, according to their interview on The Breakfast Club, they are going to be live streaming their child's birth. Will you be watching?
No. No, but I'll catch the clips on Instagram.
Ray J and Princess were on the Steve Harvey show. And Princess was wearing some polyester off blue colored. Looked like she got it from Rave. You remember Rave? Looked like she got it from the fucking body shop.
579.
Look, 579 Rave Body Shop, $7 store. Looked like she got it from Famous Footwear, like the random clothes that they may sell, maybe. I don't know. Looked like she went to the beauty supply store and the little shit that they have on the mannequin, she picked that up. I did not like that. Princess is way too pretty. Her body be way too banging. Her even as a pregnant woman, sometimes I think women get obviously like insecure about their body and their shape and things like that. She just wears pregnancy really well, and I was just really offended by that shirt that she had on, and I refused. And I blame Ray J for allowing her to go out of the house. He should have said, "Boo, baby boo, princess, no, change the shirt."
I haven't seen it. I'm trying to look and find it, but I ain't seen it.
Oh, it was red. Was it red? I don't know. I forget the color.
This is old. That was like an old thing. It was like December of last year.
Oh, well, that's what I'm talking about. And they were also
December of last year?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That shirt is horrible. And they were also recently on The Breakfast Club.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe that was old as hell too. I don't know. I just know that
song. The Breakfast Club was this week. Past week. Yeah.
So the clip that kept playing on Instagram, and it ain't funny, but I will laugh. But it's not funny, and I don't want you to laugh, listener. I don't want you to laugh. I'm going to laugh. I don't want you to laugh because I want you to be better than me. So Steve Harvey Steve Harvey asked Princess something that he, you know, doesn't ask his wife or any of his ex-wives. What is the one thing that Ray J has done that has hurt you the most? And Princess said, "Let me go to jail. He let me go to jail."
What's wrong with that? Why are you laughing at that? That's sad. That is
sad. I don't think you can let somebody go to jail. How is he going to stop you from going to jail?
They had like an altercation or something like that or whatever, and I forget what it was. But like, I can't remember what it was, but
I think it was a situation where like he could have pressed charges or not, and I think he did, and it made it so she had to go to jail. I forget what it was. It was a big thing. It was 2015 or 16, and it was something, and he could have maybe stopped it or could have not did what he did to press the charges.
I don't know what that black man could have done to stop you from going to jail, unless, like you said, it was you pressing charges. Now, if you done press charges against her,
yeah, it was something like
then,
that.
But from what she said, and these are the clips that I saw.
Yeah,
maybe I missed something.
Yeah, yeah.
But from what she said, they had a hotel room. And I believe they got into an altercation, and I don't think it was anything physical, but they kind of got into an argument, and he went and got another hotel room.
Okay.
She called the hotel and was like, "Where he at?" And they said, "We can't tell you what room number he's in, but we can give you the floor," which made no sense to me. So she says she went banging on every door on the fifth floor.
Okay.
Like, what the hell? You went banging on every... And somebody called the police.
Of course.
And she said she didn't want to talk to the police because they were being very rude to her. Which I think you were probably being belligerent, but I also believe that they was probably assholes, for sure. And they took her to jail. She ain't really say nothing about pressing charges, but it didn't seem like he did anything. No, you probably... I don't know either. But it seemed like the... You know, they could have taken you in for disorderly conduct for and not have anything to do with Ray J.
Right.
So I don't understand how he's... how he could have allowed you to go to jail. Like, how he could have prevented that. So that, you know... That's probably why I'm like, this shit is fucking hilarious to me. Now, if he's the one who called the cops, and if he's the one who, you know, now if you were hitting on him, then he kind of had every right to call the cops. But I don't know. Right. I don't know. You know? But this nigga gonna say, you know, it all started with me bringing her some soul food. Then get caught up at the strip club. I was a cheater.
Okay.
The way you looking at me, which is just confusion and disgust, that's the way Knight was looking at me. That's the way she often looks at me.
Okay.
The way she was just looking at me, that's how I was looking at my phone. Like, nigga, what the fuck?
Ray J is crazy.
I feel like I'm further away from the truth of the story, from the logic of the story.
Right, of course, because ain't that...
You was bringing her some soul food. How you went to bring her some soul food, then you got another hotel room?
Right.
First of all, if you say you're going to go get me some food, if you don't come back with my food, I'm pissed off right there, because I could have Uber eated that food. I could have DoorDashed that food.
I could have got it delivered.
I could have went and gotten it myself. But who knows? I don't know. Maybe I'm giving myself a mani-pedi. I don't know. Maybe I am, you know, making an elixir with a coconut oil base. I don't fucking know. At the end of the day, though, do what you say you gonna do, especially when it come to food, my nigga. Like, don't ever say, Ashley, I'm about to go pick you up some naan. I'm about to go pick you up a punani wrap from Cecily's Raw Reality Cafe, and you don't bring it back to me. Where was my food at when you were sitting in the strip club?
He lying. He missing out so many. He leaving out so many different things. He lying.
Just holes. Holes in the story.
On purpose. Come on now.
And first of all, like, when I heard it, I was like, who says soul food? I don't know.
Who says soul food?
I was picking you up some soul food. Like, I was picking you up some food.
Right.
Like, who says that? That was just odd.
Ray J. He was saying weird stuff his whole life.
Steve Harvey asked Princess, why do you think you can't live without Ray J? Did you see that part?
No.
And she said, because he's my soulmate.
Okay.
What, talk to me about like not living without a person. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's unhealthy,
yeah,
to have that thought, but when you have that thought, then it's more like layers to it. Like there's more, it's a deeper issue than just what you, what she's saying and what people are probably going to, like, you know, come to say or try to explain it on their own, like, oh well, she must have issues with this or that or third. Like there's other issues that's making her feel like, oh, I can't really be without this person, and I'm gonna just summarize it all up to saying, oh, he's my soulmate. So, you know, I don't, that just simply means that there's a lot going on with that.
Yeah,
and
that means I'm dependent on this person.
Yeah,
I'm dependent on this person, and it's a shame that she's not reading that as being something unhealthy, and it's a shame, yeah, that he's not doing that either. It seems like, you know, maybe he needs to be with the type of person that depends on him. I don't know, but why are we marrying someone? Like, if you really believe that he could have stopped you from going to jail, or if that is really how it went down, why are we marrying this person?
Because she said it. That's her soulmate. She don't want to be without him, regardless, good or bad. That's just the answer.
I don't care if he my goddamn soulmate. And you could be my soulmate. That could be very true, but we not ready to get married.
But that's not what she on.
But that's like saying, you know, your soulmate is vomiting right now, but I kissed him. Like, I kissed my soulmate in the mouth while he was vomiting. Why did you kiss him while he was vomiting? Well, he's my soulmate. That don't make sense. Like, I don't care. He's obviously not prepared to kiss you right now. He got other shit going on in his mouth. Vomit is coming out of his mouth. Why are you kissing him? And then getting mad that you got sick.
It's just
Knight and I just went and saw a horrible / lovely little film called Acrimony, starring Taraji P and that fine motherfucker from She's Gotta Have It, directed by Tyler.
It wasn't my favorite. It wasn't horrible. It just wasn't my favorite.
I mean, we can talk about that next week because I want to give everybody a chance to go see it. I don't want to give away no spoilers. I encourage everybody to go see it.
Yeah.
I, you know, just to support.
Yeah.
To even, like, to support Taraji and Tyler. Just, you know what I'm saying? Go see it.
Yeah.
But in that film, I, you know, without giving away too much, the main character refused to take responsibility for how she is allowing people to treat her. And I don't even like that outlook.
Right.
Because, I mean, we've talked about that. Like, even, like, I don't care. Like, I just hate when people are like, yeah, but you allow him to cheat on you. Like, there's no such thing as that. But, baby, if you see that this person is not capable of treating you the way that you need to be treated, then at some point we got to be like, all right, let's stop this before the situation gets too funky and I can't get out of it easily. If we just talking, if we just together, if we just boyfriend, girlfriend, I could step out of that shit, you know, and it not be as bad as, you know, we married. Now we got legal shit involved. Or I have a baby. Now the situation is a little bit more sticky. But I just want Princess to get to a place where her eyes don't look like they need an ice pack on them. Because it always looks like she just came back from crying. She always looks sad to me.
That if that's the case, that is bad for real.
Jimmy and Chrissy are on Marriage Boot Camp Family Edition with Jimmy's mother, and Chrissy and Jimmy's mother were kind of having a, you know, a verbal back and forth, and they, I don't know what the fuck they was talking about because I don't watch that show, but I know in the clip I saw on Instagram, Chrissy said, me and this man living in the same house, and you coming home 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, talking about this record, that record, and you ain't had a record out in years. I said, oh.
Everybody was blowing up about that.
Ooh. Tell the truth and shame the devil. You better speak that truth, Miss Ma'am. You better do it.
I mean, when I saw that, I was like, I mean, clearly she was upset. I mean, I don't know.
Clearly she was upset, and clearly she was in the mood to tell facts.
He may just been in the studio doing album cuts.
What's an album cut?
Like a song that's for an album. It's not so much of like, he wasn't like working on a hit singles. I mean, of course that's a musician's intention in a sense. But sometimes you're intending on just like go putting the album, that song's gonna be good for the album. Maybe he's just doing stuff for the album.
But maybe his intention could have been to bring his ass home, because Love should have brought him home last night.
Well, I completely understand. That was, I don't know, but that could have been it. But at the same time, who knows? I hated it. I hate when I saw that clip. I was like, yikes.
Yikeronis. Chrissy, I say, come out with a goddamn hair care line, because your hair always look lush, bouncy.
Very healthy.
Very healthy. Go on, come out with that goddamn skincare line. I'ma buy it.
I would too. If she really came out with something, I would really buy it myself, for real. For real, for real. Who wouldn't, though? She has great skin.
She does have nice skin. Yeah, you can come out with that skincare line as well.
Yeah.
And then we can, like, stop doing the reality show run, because other than Love and Hip Hop, I don't think you found one that gives you the exposure. What business does she got?
Well, she works on Vamp Life.
What's that?
It's a clothing line. And
I like her sense of style too as well. So I would look into that. Mm-hmm. What else?
I think she has like other like investments. Like probably like I don't know. Of course I don't even know. But yeah.
Well,
get money from some other sources.
Good for you. Definitely get your money. Get that skincare and that.
That'd be so good if she did.
Hair care line. I definitely want to support it because I'm tired of my face looking like the back of a Crunch bar. Okay, Chrissy.
Gosh, wow. That is not your face. Okay.
That's not what my mom said.
Okay. That is so a lie, but okay.
Our favorite homophobic in the closet rapper, Boosie Badass.
What?
Was recently.
Why is he homophobic in the closet?
You never. Are you serious?
He's not gay.
I mean, okay. I mean, do you know him?
Actually, no, but why are you saying that he's gay?
Why are you saying he's not?
That man is not gay. But you always say people are gay, though. That's why I'm always like, oh my gosh, another person.
Do I say you're gay?
You say everybody.
Do I say you're gay? When have I ever said you're gay?
I mean, there's. I'm sure that there's times that you've thought that you.
Girl, I've never said.
You said that all girls think about gayness. All men think about gayness. Like we all have. You gave something. You said that every person thinks that they. You said something like that. It was like some philosophical stuff. And I was like, I don't
and that's probably why you didn't understand it.
Oh, Lord. Anywho, that's what you said. And I was like, no, that's
have
not gay.
Have I ever called your sister gay?
You said every girl, every guy has
have
thought about
have I ever called Miami gay?
I can't. Boosie ain't gay. I don't feel it.
Okay,
but you, because you know him, because you know him so well.
I get the feeling Alicia Keys anyway, is gay.
I
get
girl, that girl, me else, and everyone, this, no, me and no, all no, of the Western that, hemisphere I, think that Alicia Carson, Keys Carson is gay.
Is gay. Ryan
I don't even,
is gay.
Girl,
Steve Harvey is gay. Everybody's gay.
I ain't never said that about Steve Harvey.
Right now, I bet that you're gay. Just because.
I ain't never said.
Ain't nothing wrong with being gay, but she wants people to be gay. She
I don't
them too,
want like. Anyone to be gay. I don't want anyone to be gay. Okay. Except for Janelle Monae, so I can
you
be
keep
with her.
Janelle Monae's gay.
I think she is gay, and I think she go with that girl Tessa.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I don't support it because I'm upset about that, because I want Janelle Monae to be with me.
Okay. That's just my thought, guys.
Girl,
analyze
anyway.
Everything.
Anyway, she, girl, she I want you to go listen to Lil Boosie and the foolishness he beats. Girl, just go take a look and you're going to be like, yeah. Like, he sounds like one of those senators that be like, yeah, we want to get ban all gay clubs and we want to ban fruit stripe gum because that reminds people of the gay flag. And we want to ban Skittles as well because rainbows shouldn't be in anyone's mouths. And we also want to ban cross-dresser, like, no drag clubs. Like, he, and then come to find out, you know, he having a 10-year-long affair with his male assistant. Like, Boosie gives me that. Anyway, Boosie, another one whose skin looking not, who's like got some kind of good skin, but I don't know, it all gets you know, it gets blurred by that hate that he be, you know, spilling out. But anyway, Boosie was on one of his social media accounts talking about, I keep my baby mamas hidden, you know what I'm saying, because y'all parasites, and if anybody saw you that's funny, okay,
that's so dumb,
because y'all parasites, and if anybody saw y'all, they would be like, what the hell was Boosie thinking getting with that?
Wait, oh, he's talking about the baby mamas are parasites?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he said, I keep my baby mamas hidden away from y'all out there, like, to the world, because y'all are parasites. Like, y'all gonna do this and do that to them. I thought that's what I was
saying. Well, maybe he could have been saying that, but I would have, like, assuming,
from y'all,
I was assuming based on the what he said next about his baby mamas, like, they look a certain way, and I don't want to be associated with y'all because of the way you look.
What he said next?
That's what he said next. What? That would make me think that he was calling the women parasites. Okay. Like, basically saying, y'all don't look good enough to be associated with a man like me.
Oh, okay, that's mean.
And also untrue. And I bet all those women are beautiful. And even if they were not conventionally pretty, bitch, who the fuck do you think you are? I got to hit you like I hit Chrissy. You talking about records? What records, nigga? We know you more about talking about gay shit or being in prison or your ass slipping and sliding on in somebody's ice skating rink. You don't know how to rollerblade. You at somebody's skating rink looking like you about to fall, looking like a newborn deer slipping on the afterbirth or the fucking placenta. Looking like a fresh model who don't know how to walk in fucking heels yet. On a runway that they done bathe in baby oil. Who the fuck are you to talk about being seen with anyone and how embarrassing that would be? Bitch, you are an embarrassment to the human fucking race. Oh, I'm God. Sure your mama.
Wow.
What's wrong?
That. Come on now. That's me.
Okay, so what he said was fine, but what I said
no,
was.
No, that wasn't good. Course not.
Let's talk about judgment. You know, hit me up and let me know what you do when your friends judge you, because I'm constantly being hit with judgment and I be trying to just let it roll off.
All right,
but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to deal with that. But that was so nasty what Lil Boosie said.
He probably having an argument with his baby mamas and they going back and forth. And,
he probably having an argument with his boyfriend too. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
But let's talk about a real argument. One that really scared me.
Fabulous and Emily B. Well, really, it wasn't even Emily. It was, you know, Fabulous. We TMZ released footage. It looked like security footage. And if that was security footage, then y'all need to sue the security company that y'all use. Because it didn't look like security footage. It didn't look like somebody was taping that with their phone.
I don't know. I don't look like maybe from the cameras outside the house.
That will be the security cameras. Yeah. It just, y'all need to sue them. Because that ain't cool. Because what else are they releasing to the public? Whatever. But, yeah. Fab just getting gutter. I mean, so describe what the video was.
From all I saw was just an issue where it was like Fabulous was screaming at his father-in-law. And if they're married, I don't know. But Emily B's dad and cursing back and forth, and then like he was coming towards Emily and she was like backing up and yelling like he was charging towards her, and clearly it was a really 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 like intense altercation or whatever. I have no idea what was going on. All I saw was just the fighting and the yelling back and forth. People was holding the daddy back, people holding Fab back. Emily was right there and he was going towards her, and I was like, what's really going on? Like, supposedly she got her teeth knocked out.
What? I didn't hear that.
This is all, you know, this is what you hear on the blogs. I mean, I don't know. She made her Instagram private again. He had a show the other night. If not last night, it was sometime recent. I think it was last night. He had a show with Jadakiss for the Freddy vs. Jason mixtape. And from what I see, what I've seen, he was like thanks the crowd for like support or whatever, and I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I just hate it that that's really the case. Of course, I know that there's two sides to the story. But
it seemed like we didn't even see his. We haven't heard his side. We haven't heard her side. We just really saw like a bird's eye view of that video, that event. We don't necessarily know the context. But what the part that I found most disturbing was that when he was approaching her, didn't look like he was approaching her in an aggressive manner. It didn't look like he was about to lunge out at her. It did not look like that. It didn't look that way to me.
Yeah.
But the way she kind of backed up really quickly, and then you heard a yell. I'm not going to say that was Emily yelling, because like I told you when I watched it with you, I don't know if some slick somebody done added that yell in post. I don't know. But you can't deny the fact that she was backing up as if she was scared.
Oh, of course.
Now, I've been in several arguments with men who I was, you know, like romantically involved in. And if he's getting in my face, I'm getting in his face. I never thought that in those moments, I never like worried about it becoming physical.
True.
I'm not going to jump back in a way like that. It was like a fight or flight moment and I'm choosing flight. I've never been in that situation. Thank you. Good God. But it was a little, she looked like, whew, like, all right.
Yeah.
And for that to be the case in front of your people, like, what has gone on?
I know.
In the past.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people who know that, you know, I am in a situation where domestic violence has been a concern. And it's always been private. You know, so I know that if we're in front of a group, you know, that he ain't gonna do nothing, you know. But if a motherfucker is bold enough to hit you or to bring your body harm in front of the men in your life, I don't know what the fuck to say. Like, I just don't know.
Don't care.
I don't know. And I hate that I'm about to say this because it's not what's important, but baby, this is not the first time that we have seen him or heard about him or knew of him disrespecting you. If you want to go back to him after cheating, like, who gives a fuck? Like, that's up to you. What I don't like is when women want to... And you know what? I'm not going to even say that because she don't act surprised when, you know, the nigga get caught out doing shit. But how is this going to look when... If she decides to stay with him, which she probably will, but like, how will that look? Like, one, how will that look to us fans of her, I guess, and then how will that? I would wonder, like, what would that do for her children? Like, that's the part that I worry about.
Well, I don't think it should matter on what it would look, how it would look to others. I don't.
To us, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think it should matter. You can't.
It shouldn't, but I do think about that. But we don't have to talk about that. But what, like, how will that look to her children? Or how do you think
it's her for being a mama. She has to do that amongst herself. Like, do that for herself. You know, talk to them on her own. And whatever that conversation is, well, nobody has to really know. But yeah, I think that's going to be all up to her. And however she going to let that go is going to let that go. I mean, she has a daughter that's older. She has a son that's pretty aware. And like a baby son that probably won't remember anything. So she has two kids to kind of really like, really, really like dig deep on. And she really needs to like dig deep. I would say like to her daughter, her being of a dating age and her being older and, you know, people being able to say a lot of things to her and she having a lot of access to stuff. And that's not the best viewpoint. That's not really the most comfortable thing to know that, you know, you got your stepdad who I'm assuming is kind of like your real dad. And he's going to see your mama. Who knows if this ever happened before? Now it's kind of out on the blogs and you kind of like how you move through your different whatever she got going
now
on.
Now there's evidence of it that people have
ammunition
available access to. So she got like kids at her school or wherever she's at, like they can pull it up and throw it in her face.
Yeah. For sure. I think she's like college age, I think. I don't know. But yeah, at the end of the day, I think it's just all about whatever Emily gonna tell her, and that's on her. Whatever she gonna do. You know? It's a messed up situation.
It is messed up.
It's really messed up.
And I want to know what's going on. One, because I'm nosy. And two, because I want to know what's going on. Like, I want, like, Fab, like, we really getting down like that? Like, what's going on?
Really, really messed up. Really messed up. Really. Wasn't expecting that.
Well, Fetty Wap wasn't expecting to have twins, but he's got them.
No, that was April Fool's.
April Fool's? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I saw somebody say that on social media today, and it was like, guys, people just gobble anything up before they read.
That was me. Like, that was I wrote it down here because typically when we do this, like, I'm able to go on Instagram and, like, read the actual story. But thank you, Jesus.
Why you saying thank you, Jesus?
Because, like, this nigga got, like, 25,000 kids.
Hey, if it was true, I would have just been like, my gosh.
And if this were, you know, the king of freaking Spain, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't care. But I hate to count people's money, but
you clearly are.
But my God, like, is this money gonna run out?
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I saw that. I was like, that's such a joke. And then I scrolled down. It was like April Fool's. I was like, I know that was a joke. I said, I cannot see that happening. But then again, who knows?
I know he is expecting a baby though. I don't know if she already had it though. I think she did. That light-skinned girl who always be tripping.
That's all his baby moms.
What?
They all be light-skinned.
No, all like time. the real, like the high yellow one.
Yeah, I don't know.
The one who was like, go get that monkey tested to see who's the actual father, then come talk to me. Her. Has she had her baby?
Yeah, I really don't follow Fetty. No, I don't know.
Anyway, that was it for Girl Talk.
Girl Talk.
When I talk, you talk, we talk, girl talk. And now we will move into Knight's song of the week or album of the week.
I actually have a little bit of both.
Gotcha.
My song and album of the week, guys, my song of the week, actually, I think I'm just excited for Cardi B's album. She had released a song like at midnight or some overnight release that a lot of people do now. It's called Be Careful.
How I go?
I don't know.
Sing it.
I don't know it. I have to like play it. But it's a really good song. And that album comes out on Tuesday, Invasion of Privacy, Cardi B's first album. So I'm really, really, really.
And Knight is going to be up at Target at the crack of dawn.
No, I'm not going to buy
it. And
I'm going to buy it on Apple
Music. At the crack of dawn, No Danity Kane. And she will be waiting for the doors to open. She gonna get that red plastic basket, and okay, she gonna rush down to that music aisle and pick it up because she wants a hard copy.
The song is called "Be Careful." Mm-hmm. Let me play a little clip. Let me see if I can actually catch one. Oh, actually, let me see if I can catch one. I don't know if I can do it real quick, but. It may be actually funny. Yeah, it is. So, guys, don't worry about it.
Technical difficulties.
It's called Be Careful. It's a really good song. I really like it. And I am looking forward to her album on Tuesday. I really am.
Is she spitting, though? Is she spitting that fire, though?
I think so. Let me see if I can play a little clip, guys. Hold on. I may have gotten it working. Maybe I don't. Maybe I do. I don't think I do.
It's on.
Guido, trust me, nigga, it's Kudo. Said that you was working, but shit, I had chasing culo and putas, chilling poolside, living two lives. I could have did what you did to me to you a few times, but if I did decide to slide, find a nigga, fuck him, suck his dick, you would have been pissed. But that's not my MO. I'm not that type of bitch. And calm off for you is gonna be who you end up with. Don't make me sick, nigga. I gave you everything, was mine is yours. I want you to live your life, of course, but I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful, me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you're hurting and bruising? You gon' get the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful, me.
Love it. So yeah, that's my favorite song from that's my song of the week.
Gosh, who do you think she's talking about?
Girl, every ex-boyfriend you had. Shoot. Mm-hmm. But I really like that. And then my favorite album of the week, which I'd have to really, really dig deeper in, I'm going to listen to a couple songs, is another secret overnight release, Dear Melancholy by The Weeknd. That was actually a pretty good album to listen to.
Oh, you know, I saw
that was like another
a meme talking midnight about Selena Gomez up in bed crying next to Justin. I haven't heard it. I'll give it a listen.
Give it a listen. So yeah, so next week, Tuesday, Invasion of Privacy for Cardi B. But my favorite song right now is Be Careful. And then this album, the album of the week for me is Dear Melancholy by The Weeknd.
You know what my favorite Weeknd song is?
Oh, let me guess. Something from Black Panther.
No.
Oh.
Cause we're loving the crew. You're loving the crew. It ain't really a Weeknd song, it's Drake song, but I like it.
I like it.
Alright, now it's time for Insta Crush. Instagram Crush. How do you say Instagram Crush in Spanish?
I actually don't know.
En Español. How do you say crush in Spanish?
I don't know how you
how you say someone I like. That?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you knew Spanish.
Not
you don't know Spanish. Who's your Instagram crush?
My Instagram crush is Logic.
Yeah, you have been in love with him.
I haven't watched all the episodes. There's like 8 different episodes that make up this docuseries called Raptures on Netflix. Y'all really should watch it. Bass Appeal was really involved in it, which is Nas's label. It was directed by Sasha Jenkins, which is like a really big name to know in the rap world, early days. But long story short, he worked with Logic, was a part of it, Nas, Dave East, Just Blaze, T.I., Rhapsody, was really, really dope. 2 Chainz, gosh, I feel like I'm missing somebody. Hopefully not, I don't know. But nevertheless, I was watching Logic's story, and I need to rewatch it again because I've been like in and out. I will walk away from the TV and come right back. But it's really, really good, and I was just trying to like, I kind of like got to know him a little bit more. I didn't really deep dive on him like an artist, as a person, and this was really like showing of a lot of different things. So his Instagram, I kind of been interested in Logic, so Logic's my Instagram crush of the week. And someone I like in Spanish is Algoman Que Me Gusta.
Algoman Que Me Gusta. Instagram, Algoman Que Me Gusta.
Logic S Algoman Que Me
Logic S Algoman Que Me Gusta. Someone I like.
Oh,
I don't like that.
Nene Leakes is Algoman Que Me Gusta.
Okay, that's your Instagram question of the week.
Greg Leakes is Algoman Que Me Gusta. Toucan Sam is Algoman Que Me Gusta.
My Instagram crush, he's not really an Instagram crush, I don't really follow him on Instagram, but I have been killing the Desus and Mero clips on YouTube, and I have just got this cute little crush on Desus. I think he is so cute, he's so adorable, he's so smart, he's so chocolate. I love his facial hair, he's cute, I want him, and I'm going to have him, gonna find a way to get him. Thanks, bye, goodbye. Desus, algo en que me gusta. Me gusta. Oh. Why I made it Russian?
Oh,
me gusta.
No.
Mamushka, mamushka, we danced about him. Hey, 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 hey. You remember that movie? You remember that Addams Family?
No. Well, I mean, I know that movie, but I don't know that.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, the study session for today is state property. This is a part of our Pretty Girls Love Trap movies. Hood films are the best films. Trap films, yes, God series. Again, that's Pretty Girls Love Trap films. Hood films are the best films. Trap films, yes, God. That is a new series that we are starting. And be on the lookout for more of that. I want to start with state property. Benny Siegel just celebrated his birthday last month in March. And what the hell? What is Benny Siegel up to? What he doing?
I have no clue.
In Philly, chilling probably.
Probably. I would not know.
I asked Knight to watch the film. She did not do it.
Okay.
Because she is trash, Basura.
Basura.
Basura. What do you remember about the film? And why do you like it? Because let me tell y'all something about Knight. Like, let me tell y'all something about Knight. For some reason, this nigga loves... Why do you love trap movies?
I don't call it that.
Why do you love hood movies?
I don't call it that either.
What do you call them?
I like to call them their movies. They're maybe I guess you could call like urban movies, I guess you could say.
An urban movie is Boomerang.
No.
Hood movies is Shottas.
I don't think Boomerang is a urban movie.
What?
I wouldn't it's call
urban
it that.
As fuck.
I wouldn't call it that. But if I had to, that's not a thing. I just like it. Maybe I'm just a lover of the culture.
Yes. I mean, did you love the ABM game?
Yeah, that was funny.
Do you know what ABM stood for?
No, I don't know, Ashley. Tell me.
I don't know, but I think it's all about money game.
Yes.
When did they say that, though?
I feel like, I don't know when they said it, but I really do feel like they said it in the movie, and I felt like, oh, ABM.
Well, all I know is this. You either gonna get down, or you gonna lay down.
And if you
lay down, you gonna stay down.
Some people may think like, gosh, why are we talking about this movie from a long time ago? Because I saw this movie a long time ago. But it's still like a good classic movie to watch.
Absolutely. And I think it's definitely time that we develop spaces where we can celebrate films that don't necessarily get celebrated in like mainstream, you know. So I really like State Property. I really love all, I call them hood classics, and I really like them, you know. So I want to talk about them in a critical way. But like I said, you either gonna get down or you gonna lay down. And if you lay down, you gonna stay down. Oscar winning performance by
that was the line.
Mr. B.
Right. And everybody else in the movies. But it was a good little line.
You know, unfortunately, I didn't do any research on the real Benny, on the gangster, the Italian. I don't know if he was Italian or Sicilian. I don't know. The gangster Benny Siegel.
I know either. Yeah.
I was introduced to him because I don't know a lot about gang culture, but I was introduced to him in the show Boardwalk Empire, where they're he is a part of I forget some type of shit that might be mistaken for cheese, I don't know, like Mozzarella's gang or something like that. Like, he's a part, like, you see a really young Beanie Siegel, okay. And in the show they really kind of portray him as a, like, I don't want to call him psychotic, but he seems to be like a sociopath. Like, he don't care about shit. I wouldn't say that this is how Beanie Siegel is, and his portrayal of, like, in this portrayal of State Property, he certainly doesn't seem sociopathic to me. There are some instances where I'm like, he's ruthless. He's certainly ruthless.
Very ruthless.
But there are things that he cares about. I really think that he cares about Aisha. I think he cares about his family.
Yeah.
There isn't a male figure that I feel like he cares about. He has his friend, but I don't think he cares about him. I think if he were to lose him, it wouldn't take, I think if it came between his friend and the money, he's choosing the money.
He had a real ruthless way about him, for sure.
You know, the film, it opens inside of a strip club. They in the strip club when the sun is out. And that was just depressing to me. You know, they in a strip club high noon, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Sunscreen, shades on.
That's just,
visor, I need it. Tint on the window because of the heat. The sun is out, y'all, and these niggas is in the strip club, okay?
Having a great day.
And unable to tip a lick of cash to these strippers who look very regular. Strip clubs have come a long way, because when I saw them ratatouille braids and just the lack of body yaddy yaddy on these strippers, I was like, my God. So ain't nobody went. Dr. Miami is not a thing yet, obviously. What the hell is going on between the sheets in my home? What the fuck? Y'all, no ass, looking like night.
Whatevs.
Hips on mute. Breasts on where have you gone?
That is so ruthlessly mean.
Hourglass shapes are not plentiful in this strip club.
How you know I just won the bad club?
Hell yeah, it's probably a bad club, because that's the only club them niggas could get into.
Right, that was the only one that was open in the day.
Shit.
Dang.
I want to talk about, this is the first thing that kind of got my gears going in terms of like talking about this film in a serious way. I did not appreciate how Benny Siegel was fat shaming old dude, like his first major competitor that he gets rid of, who was wearing like this. Speaking of 5'7"9, we talked about that earlier on in the show. Beanie's like first competitor got on this like whack ass Versace fake shirt. In the heat, I know his armpits ain't breathing. I know they can't be.
They can't be.
Impossible. And Beanie come up to him in the car. Hey, man, let me holler at you, man. Let me holler at you for a second. Hey, young nigga, you want to talk to me? Get out the car. Come address me like a man. And I thought, I was like, that's fair. Shit. Don't be like, hey, let me come talk to you. Let me come holler at you. Bitch, you get your ass up out this car and come talk to me.
The right way.
So, you know, he get out the car. And soon enough, they take him to the side by a dumpster. And Beanie is like
basically
bludgeoning him with a bat.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay, and then like I swear to God, he says "fat fuck" like 25,000 times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, Beanie, is that not the pot calling the tea kettle?
You know, he thought he was like the top notch everything. So regardless of his shape, he was like, he is so like disgustingly whatever. Beanie was like completely different. That was the mode he was on. You know?
My God.
And threw him in the dumpster.
First of all, they let a Tostino's pizza melt and wrapped it in that man's face and took some ragu. Or they went to the dollar store and got the dollar brand tomato paste.
It was very, very
and let and poured that on that man's face.
And just threw it on like the white shirt that Beanie had.
Fat fuck. Get him in the dumpster. Get him in. Lift him up. Acting was amazing.
Amazingly what? Amazingly what?
No. You know, what do you think the purpose of bludgeoning him in that way was? Because even the men that were with him,
it was just gangster stuff, you know.
But what was the purpose? Because you really could have just been like, pop, got that over with, put him in a dumpster.
It's just showing the just strength, you know, like just because something gruesome, something harsh, something really gangster.
Yeah, it seemed like it vicious. Even disturbed the people that he was with.
Yeah, it was all
because they were just like, what the fuck is you doing? Like, so I guess my question was like, who were you doing that for? What audience were you doing that for? Because it seemed like it was like, okay, whoever's going to find him, they're going to know that we're not playing any motherfucking games in these streets.
That was all for
Philadelphia. But also I want my crew to know that I'm serious. I'm very serious. And I also think that it was his way of taking out his own aggression. And it was, you know, letting that like psychotic shit come on out. Cause sometimes that slipped out. But I didn't appreciate that fat fuck comment. You know what I'm saying? I didn't appreciate it. And Beanie Siegel, if you're listening, I want to have a conversation with you about that. We're going to have a conversation because we're going to talk about fat shaming.
That was a movie.
We're going to talk about fat shaming.
It's acting.
Especially because I feel like I never see him glow up in the film. That was what I was like, okay, now, one, I would have loved to see where he was living in the beginning, and then because we see when he has that birthday party for his daughter, we see like, okay, like he's living well now. Yes,
yeah.
All right. So we didn't see the glow up from where he was living to where he's living now. I mean, we can make assumptions.
Yeah.
We can make assumptions, but I would have liked to see that growth in the film. I also would have liked to see like a physical transformation of him because he was looking real grimy throughout the film, throughout the whole film. There was never a point in the film where I'm like, oh, Beanie is looking nice. Like, it looked like he moisturized. It looks like he knows what coconut oil is. Ever.
I guess. He probably just looked the same. Just looking like real grimy before. And he just got grimier as the movie went on, you know? As he started doing more grimy stuff, he just started looking the part more.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. How did you feel about the parts where he shoots E in the hand, like the man who rolls the weed for them?
I thought that was like on some real like belly stuff. Like, it really reminded me of Tommy from Belly. Just kind of like being really careless, don't care. You're gonna know that I'm here. You're gonna know that I mean business. Like, I really don't care for you. Here it is. It's like on Nino Tip. Like, when he did that to Christopher Williams in the movie, when Tommy had, like, I think had, Tommy did a lot of things. But when Tommy had, what did Tommy do for Nas? When Tommy had shot one of the guys, like, and made him strip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like another thing for that too. So that was another part. I think it was just kind of like on some like boastful tip. Like any other gangster movie.
The reason why that I what happened in Belly that led up to that? Because
somebody was talking bad about Nas and that made him mad. So he was like, okay, I'm gonna let you know that I mean business and you can't just be like walking through the cruise if everything's okay.
The reason why I kind of respected that more, I know it's horrible to say, but it didn't come off as like, oh, you embarrassed me. Like, DMX did that to stick up for a friend and to protect his friend.
Yeah.
Beanie did that because old boy embarrassed him, and that's why it reminded me of that part in Goodfellas where Joe Pesci's character kills, I think the kid's name Spider. Like, first he like shoots Spider in the foot because Spider did something that he didn't like. Like, first he shoots him in the foot, then the kid go and get, like, this is a kid who's like doing like household chores for them. Like, they all in like somebody's basement, like playing poker and shit, drinking, smoking and shit. And Spider is always like kind of cleaning up, refilling drinks, cleaning off the table and shit like that. And then he gets shot in the foot. They take him to the hospital. I don't know if they even take him to the hospital, but he gets cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back, and Joe Pesci's character is like making fun of him. And the kid says, like, yeah, why don't you go fuck yourself? And everybody is laughing their ass off. And then he, like, shoots and kills the kid.
Just because of that.
Just because, like, you so embarrassed.
Insecure.
Like, what the fuck? Like, that's what that part in, like, reminded me of. It's like, uh-uh. Like, you're showing weakness now.
Of course.
Because I want you to be able to take that. Now, if the dude did something that embarrassed you, I would want you to have a little bit more confidence in yourself to know that that's not going to make your crew disrespect you.
But a lot of gangster flicks and the leader of the gangster flicks, the deep issue was that they are insecure.
Yeah.
You know, and they need this fake sense of power to feel like, okay, I made it, I'm good. But that the root of it, when it all is gone away, or if there ever is, like, at any point, it's like, I guess, touched in a negative point, like it could be gone in a minute, or somebody like says something to kind of like aggravate it, that whole fake sense of you being the most powerful one in the group, then you're gonna like get ruthless with it. And I think that's what you're saying about the Goodfellas thing, and what you said about what Beanie was doing in that part when he had shot E in the hand.
I wanted there to be someone in that scene that served as like Beanie's conscience, like, hey, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, don't, what the fuck are you doing? I wanted there to be someone,
like Manolo,
who would just like corrected him in that moment, but probably because everybody was so fucking scared of him, I don't know.
Right.
How many rappers can you name that were in that movie? Get to it.
I don't know. I know Benny was in it. Mm-hmm. I know that it was Oskino and Sparks. I think Chris and Neef was in it.
They were.
I think Petey Crack was in it. Possibly. I don't know if Petey Crack was in it. Gosh, that's all I can remember right now.
So you just gonna forget about Roomie Daddy?
Oh, for a split second. He wasn't in it a lot.
He wasn't in a lot, but he played a very significant role.
Yeah. I forgot he was in there. True.
And because his role, you can be in a film for a split second. I mean, you know, Viola Davis was in Doubt for like 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh, such
2 minutes.
Time.
And her scene was just incredible. It was like so powerful.
Oh yeah.
So you can be in a film for a millisecond, and I mean,
you want to say Jay-Z was? It was that powerful?
Jay-Z was in the film for a millisecond and I didn't feel him. And the problem with that is his character was supposed to be someone who, I mean, he was like Untouchable Jay. He was supposed to be someone who was incredibly significant.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel it as much. Who I did feel was Dame Dash. I really liked Dame Dash. Dame Dash was funny. Dame Dash was like, when he told that, like, hey, you better, you know, if your girlfriend makes it out alive, because Dame Dash ends up kidnapping Aisha. And when he's on the phone with Beanie, he's saying, you know, if she comes back, she might come back pregnant because she's really pretty and I'm digging her feet. You know, like, just real funny.
You always do that.
I want to talk about, like, Sunday Carter for a little bit.
Oh, as Aisha.
Because I forgot she was... First of all, it's not that I even forgot. I just never put two and two together. I remember seeing State Property. I remember her scene where she was saying, you ain't going nowhere. Like, that's what I remember about State Property and the and the female lead in State Property. That is what I remember. Mm-hmm. I don't... Then the next thing I know, Sunday Carter is on Basketball Wives. I never put two and two together like these are the same people.
Yeah.
I know. Okay?
Yeah, it's okay. It's the same girl. She was, you know, she did okay.
I thought she did a great job. That tongue was real heavy. You know what I'm saying? And I know these niggas respect you. I ain't worried about that. But you know,
I know I'm trying to have you talk.
I'm just like, do you want me to go out with Tanya? What's her name? Tanya?
I think so.
My friend's name was Tanya. Yeah. You want me to go out with Tanya or not? Like, Tanya might want me to go to the club with her. Like, you, but I told her I ain't know because we might be doing something. Nah, you might as well get up with her because I got to go meet some dudes over here. No, I don't want to hear what you wore, who was messing with you. Like, I don't want to hear it, Bean. So, what's up?
Girl.
You know, I just be worried about you. You know, I be worried about you.
And then the music changes.
I know these niggas out here respect you. Like, I ain't worried about that. But I just be worried about you.
Hated it. Hated it.
But they killed Tanya right in front of her.
And they killed Tanya right in front of me.
They killed Tanya right in front of me.
He's like, girl.
They shot her right in front of me.
Gosh.
And I'm standing next to this landfill, and y'all got my lingerie set from Kmart, and the lace is scratching me.
That was not bad. I thought that was cute. People going in for no reason.
What else did you think about her performance?
That was it.
She did a really good job. Like, I was really surprised. I was like, I didn't know that, you know, she studied at the Yale School of Drama.
Now we all know. We all know. We all know. Really?
Okay. I know that Nye don't want to give Aisha too much time because she was hating on her. But Sunday Carter, I want to let you know that I really enjoyed your performance. And I also really enjoyed your performance on Basketball Wives when you was acting plumb dumb and a goddamn coon-foon for whoever. Who produces Basketball Wives?
Girl, you know I don't know.
And you know what? They probably don't know neither. But anyway, I would like to, and I hope Knight agrees, I would like to have an extended conversation about State Property, and I would like to add some visual components to that as well. Maybe post something on YouTube with us, you know, watching it and talking about it. You know, giving State Property a little bit more time because it deserves it. And I really like the film, and I know that Knight really likes it. And I think there's a lot to be said about masculinity, Black American masculinity, gang culture, and you know, also like kind of the silencing of women in those films, because the women don't really have much say so. And I think women's position in situations like that are a little bit more complicated, and I don't think that the film really grappled with that like it should have. But anyway, you know, this has been another lovely episode of the Nola Knight Podcast. And I want to thank you for listening while you were in your car, while you were at work, while you were in the gym, while you were on the toilet, while you were taking a shower, while you purchasing candles, while you babysitting, while you cooking up the lasagna, while you are mopping the floors, while you are cleaning out your desk, while you taking that can of air and cleaning out your keyboard, while you are trying to put on eyelashes for the first time, when you are at Sephora trying to be tested for Fenty, but they all out. Get a free sample of every single of Kat Von D, of Bobby Brown, of what else they got in there.
I'm about to go get
Tarte
collagen sample from Allergenis. Getting a sample of that.
Sample. I need it, god damn it, because I ain't paying full price. I'm not paying any price, ma'am. I'm getting the samples. What I might get is a fucking face mask. But anyway, thank you. Wow. Thank you for listening while you are out giving them hell. We love you. Bye.